For armchair adventurers and nature enthusiasts alike, National Geographic magazine has been essential reading for generations. And in its October issue, the magazine is celebrating its 125th anniversary and revisiting some of its most iconic photographs. That haunting image of a young Afghani refugee girl is on the cover. Sarah Lean is the magazine's director of photography and joins me now to talk about the role of pictures in telling the National Geographic Society's stories.
The first issue in 1888 was pretty much like a little pamphlet almost. It was, started as a scientific journal that reported back from explorers and scientists and that were sent out into the field. So it was just only text at the very beginning. I think it was the following year that they had a map. But it wasn't until really about 1904 that we started really using photographs. There was an article that didn't come through and they had some pages to fill. And the president of the society had this set of images from Tibet and they decided to publish those photographs. So it was kind of the first picture story and first series of images ever published. And some people were shocked and dismayed and thought it was just the end of everything.
Now, of course, today, National Geographic photographers are well known to be, well, let's call them intrepid. You know, they'll do anything for a photo, come home with frost bites or mosquito bites. But I imagine those early days of the magazine must have been even tougher without the lightweight equipment that we have today.
Yes, those early days were much more like an expedition where they would go with the whole team. There's some famous photographs of Joseph Rock, who was an early explorer in China, and he would bring even a bathtub. They would bring all kinds of stuff. You know, it would be 50 porters carrying things. Of course, now it's much, much different.
Well, let's talk about a few of the photographs that you feature in your 125th anniversary issue.
Sure.
You have a segment that features North Korea. There's a picture in this layout that just jumps out. It shows a blackout in Pyongyang, North Korea's capital, but one thing remains illuminated. Would you describe that picture for our listeners, please?
This is a really wonderful image. It's very blue. You're looking out across the city from another tall building, and it's all looks dark, like you say, like a blackout, except there is just one thing illuminated, which is portraits of Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-sun, the former leader and current leaders of North Korea. And it's just this very eerie-looking scene, but quite beautiful at the same time. Very moody. I really like that picture. I'm glad you pointed that one out.
There's another theme of this special edition, your anniversary edition of National Geographic, and that theme is relate. And I'd like to call attention to a really striking image in that segment. It's a couple in Afghanistan on their wedding day. The groom is 40, the bride, but 11. And the caption says close to half of Afghan girls marry before they're 18, but I think this has to be a classic case of a picture being worth 1,000 words.
Yes, Stephanie Sinclair, who took that image, she has been working on the issue of child brides all over the world for a number of years. This particular image I find to be almost chilling when you look at it. This adorable little girl trying to imagine her being married to this guy. You say he's 40, but he looks like older than 40. His beard and kind of craggy, but this is the custom there. You know, photography can help you relate and connect to other people and to get you to care about things. And I think once you start getting people to care about things, you can get them to get involved and, you know, maybe even help change the world. And I think that's definitely one of Stephanie's missions.
We're just about done, but of course I have to ask you about, you have this chart in here that you call the Naked Truth.
I knew this was going to be this.
And let me read the text next to it. It says, everybody always mentions the nudity in National Geographic. For this special issue on photography, we figured we should mention it too and document how much the magazine is actually published. And you have these charts going back, looks like sometime in the 1890s you published your first bare-breasted photo. You show the issue that had the most sometime in 1912. What about this?
Well, as a photographer, you go out and you, you know, say you're with National Geographic magazine, and two things always get said. Oh, we have a basement full of those at home. And the other thing that would get said often, mostly by guys, is I saw my first bare-breasted woman in National Geographic. And it was just kind of like, oh, there it is. And it was like sort of we were kind of connected with that. Like this was where people first saw sort of naked women. And when we were brainstorming ideas for the issue, I said, let's get to the bottom of this. Let's find out actually how many times this has really happened and find that number. So there was some poor soul who went through 125 years of National Geographic magazines and counted them. And we came up with that 529 number.
Now, today, almost everybody has a pretty decent camera right on their phone, with them all the time, practically. What do you see as the role of everyday folks documenting the world now?
I'm very excited about it. I mean, you know, I'm one of those people. You know, I'm photographing with my phone all the time and, you know, posting to my Instagram feed. And we have a really robust Instagram feed ourselves. It's about 2.7 million people follow the Nat Geo Instagram feed. It's just an exciting time for photography in general.
Sarah Lean is the director of photography for National Geographic. Thanks so much for taking this time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And keep on taking those pictures.
We will.
Coming up, The Hockey Stick and the Climate Wars, a new book from a leading U.S. climate change researcher who found himself on the barricades. That's just ahead on Living on Earth. Stay tuned.